Dina knew she should mention the arrival of Luke Skywalker, but he and Lando had been going to great lengths to keep Skywalker's presence here a secret, and the fact that Savara hadn't asked about the Grandmaster suggested they were succeeding, reasoning that it might be best to keep at least one of her bargaining chips hidden. Dina extended a hand to accept the pouch. Instead of passing it over, Savara suddenly frowned and drew it back. She opened the top, then withdrew three vials about half the length of her little finger and held them up to the light, pretending to study the clear oil within.
"What are you doing?"
Dina gasped.
"Checking the contents, of course,"
Savara said, watching as the oil grew cloudy and gray.
"I wouldn't dare short you. Not now, when you realize how valuable you are to us."
"Please don't!"
Dina lunged for the vials, but Savara anticipated her and quickly retreated out of range.
"They mustn't be exposed to light."
"Is that so?"
Savara continued to study the vials, watching them turn from gray to silver.
"And I suppose they're no good to you after that?"
"They'll be poison!"
Dina lunged again.
"They'll kill me faster than no enzyme at all!"
Savara waited until Dina's hand was almost on hers, then jerked her arm aside and let one of the vials go flying. It broke with a distant tinkle, and Dina could not help letting out a cry of despair. There were still two more in Savara's grasp, and there would be seven more inside the pouch. But each vial contained only a single day's dose, and deliveries were always 10 days apart.
"Please, don't!"
She motioned at the two vials remaining in Savara's grasp.
"Put them back before the color comes. I need it all to make it until next time."
"Come now, we both know that's not quite true,"
Savara said.
"You might look a little wan and lose some hair, but if you stretch the interval, you'll survive."
She let another vial slip from her grasp. Dina tried to catch it, only to have Savara block the attempt with a well-placed foot tap. The second vial shattered, and Dina watched in horror as the enzyme she needed to metabolize her food, the enzyme that the Krefs had engineered her to need, spread across the Duracrete floor in a darkening stain. Dina looked up.
"Why are you doing this to me?"
"Because I don't like being lied to."
"But I'm not lying,"
Dina objected.
"I've told you the truth."
"As far as it goes."
Savara let the third vial drop and did not try to stop Dina from catching it. But the oil was quickly turning pink. Injecting it now would be painful and deadly. Dina looked back to her tormentor, who was already reaching back into the pouch. Savara smiled, then said,
"Is there something you neglected to tell me?"
Dina closed her eyes, then reluctantly nodded.
"Luke Skywalker."
She did not understand why the revelation made her feel like such a traitor, but it did. Perhaps it was because if anyone in the galaxy was capable of freeing her from the control of the Krefs, it would be the Grand Master of the Jedi Order. And Dina desperately wanted to be free.